Elsewhere, foreign-backed insurgents in Syria said several oil wells ablaze in the east of the country. Syrian media say the insurgents set fire to oil wells in the province of Deir al-Zour amid disputes over how to claim their shares of the stolen oil. The incident reportedly caused a daily loss of nearly 5,000 barrels of oil and 52,000 cubic meters of gas. Earlier in the day, a bomb targeting a car in the capital, Damascus, left its driver dead and two others injured. Some nearby vehicles were also damaged. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, but the Syrian government accuses armed opposition groups of carrying out such attacks. Well, we're now joined by writer and political commentator Mr. Nasser al-Omari, who's joining us from New York for more on that story. Welcome to the program. First of all, how do you analyze the infighting among the insurgents, and ultimately, how would it affect the situation on the ground?
Well, disagreements have been occurring inside Syria among the various groups. And I think it's also fueled by the rivalry between, outside opposition too, for, to secure positions of power inside Syria. You also have all these players abroad, in the neighboring countries, as well as, global powers playing a role now in Syria. It's a messy situation. There is no way to figure out who's fighting who at this point. And it's very, very unfortunate when you hear that oil wells are also being set ablaze, which is a very, very sorry situation for the Syrian people when they die for no apparent reason.
Mr. al-Omari, given the schism that exists now between the insurgents, that basically leaves a very low chance of getting any sort of political process started, doesn't it?
It's extremely difficult for, to unify the opposition abroad, because it's really Syrians as well as global powers and the global, regional powers playing a role now in Syria. And this will never be resolved unless if these regional powers and global powers get together and look for a way to bring everybody to the negotiation table, so that the Syrians can find a way to prevent the bloodshed and the daily destruction of the country. There is no victory in sight for either party, despite the claims that everybody is so close to putting an end to the conflict.
Writer and political commentator from New York, Mr. Nasser al-Omari, thank you very much for contributing to the program.